This sponsored program is presented for its entertainment value only as a service to our listeners. CRN does not endorse or object to any topics or views discussed in the program, and we suggest you always consult your own medical, legal, financial, or personal advisor.
For his age, he is wise. He's got his mother's eyes. There's gladness in his heart. He's young and he is wild. My only prayer is if I can't be there, Lord, oh Lord, protect my child.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Layla Fatima, your host here with Parenting the Addict Child. And Phil didn't realize that we were getting ready to come back on, and he's definitely keeping track. You're keeping score, aren't you?
Yeah, I apologize. I was following my brackets here, and Alfie, yeah, they Fullerton did lose by 15.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, it is a minute past the hour, and it is midnight in the East Coast if you're listening to us there. And we've had a young lady who's been holding, Tracy from Connecticut, and I want to say hello to her. Hi, Tracy. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
Hello, Tracy.
Very well. Thank you. Thank you. Do you have a question or comment for us tonight?
I do. A little of both. My son has had a problem over 3 years now with marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And quite a big one. And I am frustrated not only with kids, but especially with the adults who, when I discuss this with them, think, oh, you know, when I tell them what his drug of choice is, oh, just pot.
Just pot.
Just
that's
pot.
Right. Just weed. Don't worry about it.
It's a huge problem for a lot of kids, and I have seen it firsthand. It's extremely sad.
Yeah.
I know that it's psychologically addictive. I don't know about physically. I've heard yes. I've heard no. But this has really affected his life. He has gone from living in shelters. He's now got jail, holding over his head now. He's been arrested a couple times recently.
Yeah.
Went through rehab and is still not doing all that great. But
How old is he, Tracy?
He just turned 21. That doesn't help either.
Okay, yeah.
Even though he got out of rehab a couple months ago, he has decided that he will be drinking.
Right.
I don't believe it's too over the top, thank goodness. I hope it doesn't become another problem for him.
Right. You know, I just want to comment on this. There's a book that I've read recently, which I'm sure many of us are very familiar with. And if you're not, I really recommend it. It's an excellent book, Broken, by William Cope Moyers. And I actually have this quote here. He did an interview for a magazine, and he said in here, he said, as I would later learn, marijuana did for me what I couldn't do for myself. It turned on a light switch in my brain that led me to develop a baffling inability to just say no. And I think that sums up everything for marijuana. It is not harmless. It's the drug that both of my boys started with.
Yep.
And you know, I know that my son can tell you that, you know, he had issues and addictions to heroin, Dilaudid, meth, and everything else. Marijuana was one of the most difficult ones for him to quit. And the only reason he quit is because he's got probation and 6 years of prison hanging over his head.
Yes, I am in that same situation.
So marijuana is not this just marijuana. Phil, did you want to comment on that?
Well I think, Tracy, that what we're seeing across the nation are certainly from our adolescent issue. And we mentioned the word gateway drug earlier.
Absolutely.
That alcohol and marijuana are, you know, are gateway drugs.
Yeah, they don't start with cocaine.
Correct.
Yeah,
very
they don't start with
rarely
heroin.
Do we see that.
Yeah.
But we do see in our treatment facilities that our youth in adolescence, when they show up, they do identify marijuana as their drug of choice because it's the first one that they start using, and they use 24/7.
Right.
That gets them to then use the next drug.
Right.
Very available.
Yes. And marijuana does, and that quote is beautiful. I mean, that
summed it up. Yeah, when I read that, that said everything.
But Tracy, I certainly hope that you're able to get additional resources and know that there is a national campaign addressing marijuana
today.
You know,
we can do it. Tracy, if you want to hold on, we'll come back to you in a second. We're going to take a quick break here. This is Layla Fatima, and we'll be right back after this. Mm-hmm.
Have you lost control of your eating? Is it hard to stop eating after one normal serving of food? Do you constantly think about food, your weight, and what you shouldn't be eating? There is a solution. Food Addicts Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who are willing to recover from the disease of food addiction. Learn how to maintain a healthy weight and live a happy life. There are no dues or fees for membership. For more information, visit us on the web at www.foodaddictsanonymous.org.
The best, values are just around the corner. Penny Saver.
Millions of weekly readers of the Penny Saver Shopper already know us as the best source of local shopping values. But did you know that we're online, too? At PennySaverUSA.com, you'll find more of what you're looking for. Hundreds of thousands of items for sale from local, regional, and national retailers, plus neighborhood garage sales, free stuff, used cars, antiques, furniture, real estate, and a whole lot more. Browse our classifieds, download coupons, enter contests, and read restaurant reviews. You'll never know what you'll find. So next time you're shopping online, make your first stop, PennySaverUSA.com, where the best values are just a click away.
The best, values are just around the corner. Penny Saver.
He is wise. He's got his mother's eyes. There's gladness in his heart. He's young and he is wild. My only prayer is if I
Welcome back, everyone. This is Layla Fatima, your host here with Recovery Talk Network, CRN Digital Talk. This is Parenting the Addict Child, and we are discussing with our guests this evening underage drinking and so many things, alcohol and marijuana, gateway drugs. We've got Tracy, a caller from Connecticut, here on the phone with us, and my guest Phil Falsetti, who is the CEO of the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. I need to take a breath when I talk about what you represent and drug dependence.
I'm sorry. Well,
that's quite all right.
I'll confer the board to change our name or something.
Would you please? Thank you.
Yeah.
Tracy, Phil was actually finishing something up here because you were discussing about your son's marijuana addiction at this point.
Yeah, Tracy, I just wanted to emphasize the issue that we've been talking about alcohol as being the legal drug. A lot of our youth today, when I do, and I've done talks across the nation to many, many high school students, and it's the issue of, well, marijuana, you know, it's a legal product almost. And some states have made it legal for medicinal purposes, and they get these messages that, you know, what's so bad about marijuana? Everyone's
right.
Doing it, and it's just
heard
a bad
thing. Yeah.
Correct. But marijuana, as you stated up front, is an addictive drug.
Right.
It's an illegal addictive drug. And the issues that I wanted to talk to you about is you took the time this evening to make this call. I'm sure it's past midnight where you're at.
Yeah.
And appreciate you seeking these resources. But I know if you go to the Recovery Talk Network website, there are all kinds of links for you there. And even NCADD. .org on a national level have some websites that you can go to and some resources to gain some more material and information so that you can continue to educate your child I understand that he's 21,
right.
but
like a child.
Yeah, forever will be your child. But, you know, through that reinforcement and to hang in there and addressing the issue of marijuana and even alcohol, that these are addicting chemicals, and the only way to deal with them is not to use them. From, you know, hearing where he's at, he needs to get clean and sober.
Even when he got out of rehab, at one point he made the comment that he always used to make, which was, well, pot is not a drug. And I almost fell off my chair because he had just finished rehab.
Yeah.
And he did apologize later, but it's like that is ingrained in his thinking. And I think that's the way a lot of kids think nowadays. It's like, first of all, it's illegal.
You know, Tracy, I don't think a lot of kids necessarily think like that, but I think when we're dealing with addiction, because you just made me think of something that my eldest son said to me when he went, he's a chronic relapser, and You know, I'm so proud of my son. I just have to say he's coming up on 5 months of sobriety on the 24th, I believe. I hope I don't watch the date anymore because we've done the 30-day thing for a while now. So we're coming up on 5 months. But he said to me at one point, you know, he was taking pills and he had just gotten out of rehab, Tracy. And he said, but pills don't count. Pills don't count. You know, I'm not using anything else. Pills don't count. This truly is, it's a disease. And so a lot of times what you're hearing, we do hear things that make us fall off our chair. Love him. Keep loving him. Don't give up on him. And that's what I just want to say to you is just keep doing that. Because one day, I pray that he will get sober and he'll look back on all of these things and he'll thank you for that. And the best thing that you can do for yourself is to keep getting, like Phil said, information for yourself, educate yourself, understand what you're dealing with, and surround yourself with parents who understand this and who are learning themselves and that there's no stigma or anything attached to what you're experiencing.
Right.
That would be my advice to you.
Well, thank you. There are many times I've thought, you know, I may have to give up on him someday.
No.
I'm trying not to let that happen.
No, this is, you know what, we're their parents, and I, in a million years, can't imagine giving up on either of my sons, and it's exhausting. That's why you've got to surround yourself with parents that are dealing with this. And,
right.
You know, that's where you get your support from. So I just want to thank you for calling. You said this was your first time listening to us?
Yes, I found you through MySpace.
Oh, excellent. Well, there you go.
You convinced me. MySpace PF.
Phil was making fun of me.
And I thought, oh, I missed it. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. That's Pacific time.
Correct.
I can still call.
I was chiding her that MySpace was, you know, all of the adolescents and
exactly.
teenagers and college students were.
A lot of us
okay.
On
great
there.
To hear, Tracy.
That's
appreciate
great.
That, but don't ever give up.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank
Have
you
a good
much.
Night. Phil, I wanted to go back to you. Let me just take a look here. We were talking a little bit about. I wanted to hear the definition of underage, and I don't know if we've touched on that.
Yeah, well, I believe we talked about, you know, the issue of underage drinking has such a social stigma associated with it that it is just beer.
Define underage?
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, I think up in front when we're talking about social hosting,
okay.
that anyone under the age of 21, and okay. we're talking about underage, sometimes we think under the age of 18.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it is under the age of 21. And it is all forms of alcohol. And as we spoke earlier, it was the issue of even energy drinks now that have alcohol in them. And we can have a whole night on that. And
oh,
the issue of,
no
you know, having the caffeine and the alcohol, the stimulant and the depressant together in our adolescent brain.
This is Layla Fatima, and we'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Hector Luis Bustamante from the hit series The Shield. As an actor, image is everything. Well, I had considerable hair loss, and it jeopardized that image. Then I went to see medical hair restoration. I sat with the doctor. They explained my options, showed me photos. I even got to meet someone who had the same procedure. It was all education and zero pressure. And now, 9 months later, I look like I did 10 years ago. And my career is flourishing. If you're losing your hair, you've got some exciting options out there. And MHR is a total hair loss partner. From hair restoration to hair loss fighting products, even the new FDA clear laser technology. The only thing you'll be disappointed about is why you waited so long. Give them a call right now.
Write this number down, toll free, 800-798-1929, 800-798-1929. It's not a question of if anymore, it's a question of when. When will you regrow your hair? Call now for your free DVD package, 800-798-1929, 800-798-1929.
If you keep smoking, you're gonna die. If you think it's too hard to stop, then the next 60 seconds could save your life.
Hello?
Jen, it's David.
What's wrong?
I have some bad news. It's Dad. He has lung cancer, Jen.
Don't let this happen to your family. Final Smoke has helped tens of thousands of people quit smoking and has a 92% customer satisfaction rating in an independent study of all natural quit smoking products. Best of all, we're so confident that you will quit smoking that if you don't quit for any reason, Final Smoke is absolutely free.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the system, I quit.
This is Shelley, and my cravings have decreased I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
No stress, no jitters, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Remember, if you don't quit smoking, Final Smoke is absolutely free. Call 1-888-428-5311. That's 1-888-428-5311. Call for your Final Smoke now. 1-888-428-5311. Again, 1-888-428-5311.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Layla Fatima, your host here with Parenting the Addict Child on Recovery Talk Network, CRN Digital Talk. And if you'd like to give us a call here, the number is 800-336-2225. And our website is also www.recoverytalknetwork.com. And I'm with my guest this evening, Phil Falsetti, who is the CEO of the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence in Orange County. Try saying that after you've had a cocktail or two, right? And Phil and I were just laughing because we're not anti-alcohol. We want to make that really clear. I'm not an alcoholic, I'm not an addict, and I'm not an adolescent. And there's a big difference, so I want to make that very clear. If you're an adult, that's fine. Engage in your behavior, do what you're going to do. But my issue is with adults engaging with this in adolescents and young adults.
Correct, and I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, so I just wanted to clarify that you know, I had to ask you to put your cocktail away there. So, no, I'm just kidding. Freak
like
out.
Where?
I know you're looking around. Everybody's going to be going, are they drinking? No, we are not drinking. We were talking a little bit. God, we're talking about everything here tonight.
Yeah, I think we're heading in the direction of A, we got to define underage drinking.
Yes.
And B, I wanted to define why underage drinking is so important today.
Yes.
It's been around. And again, I stated earlier that, you know, children today and adolescents today and teenagers today are the same that they were 5, 10, 20, 30 years ago. What has changed are certainly the risk that they are showed. The risk factors today are just astronomical to what they were many, many years ago.
I agree.
And what we have today is we have research-based data and statistics now to support what our teenagers are dealing with today. And what I mean by that is we've been able over the last 5-7 years to do some brain scanning and MRI imaging of teen brains under the influence of alcohol, teen brains looking at alcohol advertising, and just regular teen brains not looking at advertising or not being under the influence.
And now, wait, when they're looking at this advertising, are they under the influence, or this is when they're...
No, okay. It's when they're not.
When they're
what
not.
We're looking at is just brain activity.
Okay.
And we're able to do MRI imaging to look at the activity and what it does to the teen brain. Why that's important is because we know now that the brain doesn't fully develop until about age 25.
That is correct.
And the insurance companies have certainly proven that to be true, that
yes.
Age 25, we used to think by age 5, 10, you know, the
right.
Brain was fully developed. In knowing that, is the impact that alcohol and drugs have on the teen brain are much greater and at a higher level of doing damage, permanent damage to the brain than they, you know, than we didn't have this data 10, 20 years ago that we do today. So we know that the child who drinks 6 to 8 drinks a week has an opportunity or is giving his brain an opportunity to not be able to maximize its growth and productivity by about 10%. So children, teenagers that are drinking today, and we define drinking by, you know, maybe it's 6 to 8 drinks a week. And our adolescents that are doing that today are impacting the growth and development of their brain. And we also know that the neurotransmitters and the myosin that surrounds those is heavily impacted by alcohol and drugs today. That can do permanent damage to the brain and what the development of the brain at that level.
So what are parents going to say, Phil? Because we hear about this all the time. What permanent damage? What's going to happen? What kind of symptoms
well,
should we see from a
child? That's the big unknown. It's the issue of, you know, what's the difference between jumping off the 30th story and the 50th story? Well, we know what the end result's going to be. The issue is that if we know that you're going to put a product in your body that's going to damage your brain. Mm-hmm. Let's be parents, let's be adults, and let's do some education there. Mm-hmm. Not just, well, don't drink because I said so. Well, let's look at some science-based research about what this does to your body. And when you can be an adult at age 21, 24, 30, then you make the decision as to do whatever you want with your body at that point in time. Right. But as long as you're my child and you're living in my house, and these are the rules that we're going to establish,
right.
Not just because they're my rules, but they're my rules based off of my heart, my studies, my research, and right. what we have today. So that's why underage drinking today is certainly a huge issue, not just because of the dangers of drinking and driving, but because of the dangers of what it does to the teen brain. The other issue that I'll speak about is we often go, and I've been to probably in 2007 talked to maybe 15, 20,000 students in the Orange County area about these alcohol issues. And the issue when you talk to teens is, oh yeah, drink alcohol, the worst thing that can happen is drinking and driving. And that is certainly not the worst thing that can happen. And we can give some more data and information about the issue of drinking and riding.
Oh, I want to talk about that when we come back. This is Layla Fatima, your host, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you, 1-800-336-2225.
I admitted I was powerless over my addiction. My life had become unmanageable. I had tried to quit on my own, but it never worked. In Narcotics Anonymous, I learned that it is possible to stop using drugs.
Call Narcotics Anonymous. We can help.
Discover how affordable it can be to renew your kitchen with Sears. Choose from remodeling your entire kitchen or simply refacing your existing cabinets. Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom design look to match any budget. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. See for yourself. Call 1-800-241-0749 for a free in-home design consultation. That's 1-800-241-0749. Call right now and save $500 on the price of your new kitchen. Hurry! Offer ends 5/31/2008. Installation provided by Sears Authorized License Contractors. License numbers available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing and kitchen remodeling from Sears. Call now for your free in-home design consultation and to save $500. Call 1-800-241-0749. That's 1-800-241-0749. Sears, where it begins.
Hey, Mom, while you're at the office, your teenager has 1,000 strangers in her bedroom.
I have 3,000 friends.
She snorts really good weed.
Did you hear what Craig said?
So high.
That's what it's like when your kid's on the internet, and some people talk about drugs.
Got me a dime bag.
I found my mom's house.
I'm annihilated.
So maybe send an instant message, because even with 1,000 people in the room, one more could make a difference.
Hi, it's Mom. Less chatting, more homework.
Gotta go.
See ya.
Becky, you said hi.
Checking in. The Anti-Drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Hi, this is Keith and Charmy Amber, just exploding with new perspectives.
And sound answers to life's tough questions.
Check out Mastering Ourselves on CRN 1, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern.
We're spiritual lifestyle experts offering an intriguing journey where you end up more at home with yourself, your behavior, and your understanding of life.
So come on.
You can do it.
Stretch into
the greater you
on Mastering Ourselves.
Change. You may get disgusted. Start thinking that I'm strange. Day kids are going to ground. Get some heavy rest. Never have to worry about. about what is worse or what is best.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Layla Fatima, your host with Parenting the Addict Child. And this evening we're discussing underage drinking and a little bit of everything here. My guest, Phil Falsetti, is the CEO of the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. And Phil, I want to jump right back into where you left off.
Music's gotten better, so I forgot where we were there. But we were heading... about the issues of underage drinking and the impact that it has on the brain today, but also that what we're seeing is drinking and driving is an issue. But when we go and do a lot of presentations and are talking to our high school students today, the majority of students at a particular high school, A, do not own a car, and B, do not have a driver's license. Okay. And we have the data to support that. The issue isn't drinking and driving. The issue is drinking and riding. We have data that shows that almost 50% of our students in Orange County, and I would imagine this is pretty consistent across the state and the nation, who have been in a vehicle with somebody who's been under the influence of alcohol or drugs in the last 30 days. That's pretty significant.
That's
because
very significant.
These teenagers and preteens know the data just as well as we do, and they know this statistic. The person most likely to get injured or killed in a car crash is not the driver, it's the passenger. So we need to do a lot of education to our young people today about the issue of getting in a vehicle with somebody who is under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Drinking and driving is a major issue on our roads today, and it's a huge preventable cause of death across our nation. But also the issue of how we educate our teens about the impact of alcohol and drugs on their friends, on their friend siblings, and what we need to do in our community.
You know, this is, I agree with you on that. And I know that what we're tackling here is not going to happen overnight. And my perspective and where I come from at this is really helping parents to understand, because I agree with you, Phil, when you say it's a very sensitive issue. I know that I recall a story, and I want to share this with our listeners tonight. There was a young man who had been in and out of rehab, and he's the one who actually shared with me about marijuana was his staple to his diet, and it is in every addict's diet, and that's where he started, and they use it when they, both of my sons used it with cocaine. It's a good tool for them when they're doing this. But he said to me that he started drinking when he was 13, and his mother felt like it would be safe if he drank in her presence in the house because she did not want him out there not being safe. So to keep him home, she put a refrigerator in his bedroom, and he stocked it full of beer. And do you know where all the kids were? They were in his house, in his room. And then parents like myself who say, you know, I want to make sure there's an adult present. Are you going over to, let's just say, for example, Johnny's house? Well, yeah, Johnny's mom is here. So I say, okay, what are they doing? Oh, they're just hanging out in Johnny's bedroom. But I have no idea. I wouldn't even think to ask if there's a refrigerator stock full of beer in Johnny's bedroom. So it's you're right. We've got to know the parents. We've got to know them, stop by, introduce ourselves, look at what we're dealing with, and trust our guts on this. I just want to also thank all our, we've got a lot of online listeners tonight, and there's one gentleman here who wrote in, Monday nights were always big party nights because of Monday Night Football. I would tell my folks I'm going to such and such bar because they have a big screen TV and free halftime buffet. But in order to keep me safe, they would say, stay home, invite your friends over, we'll buy the beer and popcorn. So what they saw as safe, I see as enabling. And he writes, enabling equals preventing someone from feeling the pain of their own actions. So this is a bright young man. He says no, he does not believe it's safe, and he's experienced it.
Yeah, absolutely, and good for him to be able to interpret that and to state that, but also as to, you know, how many of his buddies were coming over on Monday night for Monday Night Football. It was sort of, you know, did it get up to 5 or 10 or 15 and imagine what they were telling their parents. Well, we're going to, you know, solid individual,
right?
Solid parents,
right?
And
we're
then
just watching football.
Exactly.
We're having beverages and popcorn.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. We're going to take another quick break here, Phil, and we still have a few more things that I want to touch on this evening before our time together is done. This is Layla Fatima, your host with Parenting the Addict Child, and if you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 800-336-2225 here on Recovery Talk Network, CRN Digital Talk, and we'll be right back after this.
Do you eat when you're not hungry? Do you eat to escape? Is your weight affecting your life? Is your life affecting your weight? Can you answer no to these questions? Thousands of other people can't either. See, you're not alone. If you're concerned about your eating habits, your relationship with food, or you think you suffer from compulsive eating, contact Overeaters Anonymous. We can help. After all, it's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you considering bankruptcy? With the new bankruptcy laws, you may not qualify. There is another option. Call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Let Financial Freedom of America show you how their proven debt reduction system can save you thousands or tens of thousands. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. You need to have $10,000 or more in credit card debt to qualify for this program. Don't suffer from the burden and hardship of your overwhelming debts any longer. They'll do all the work for you. Call Financial Freedom of America today at 800-781-9713. That's 800-781-9713. For your free consultation, call Financial Freedom of America now. 800-781-9713.
Hi, everyone. This is Reba McEntire for RAD, Recording Artists, Actors, Athletes Against Drunk Drivers. You know, I see a lot of funny things traveling all over this beautiful country of ours, but one thing that's not very funny is when someone gets in a car trying to drive when they're drunk. Do them a favor. Take their keys away from them, because friends don't let friends drive drunk.
There's one on this car that I can believe.
A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
Your credit card debt is getting out of control. You're having trouble making the monthly minimums. Sound familiar? You have to do something, but what? Well, you don't have to file for bankruptcy. The mortgage brokers want you to put up your family home to pay off credit card debts. Problem is that more often than not, you find yourself using the credit cards again. Only this time, there's no equity left in your home, and you have a whole new pile of credit card debt. It doesn't have to be this way. We're Credit Card Relief. We help people just like you get out of debt in months instead of years, and save you thousands of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. We're an attorney-driven program with an excellent reputation. The consultation is free, and the relief is real.
Call Credit Card Relief at 1-866-994-4646. Not available in all states. Call 1-866-994-4646.
Are you frustrated with your computer? Are you tired of paying $100 an hour? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Whether you're a person with one computer or a small business, My Computer Works can be your personal computer help desk. Just pick up the phone and our U.S.-based technicians will connect directly to your computer and fix the problem for you. You never have to drag your computer into a store or let a stranger into your home. For as little as $19.95 a month, My Computer Works can be your personal computer company. Call now for your special offer. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Here's the number to call, 1-877-875-5557. 1-877-875-5557. Toll free, that's 1-877-875-5557.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
I've run out of answers, I've run out of time, and I'm so confused that I'm losing my mind. It's gonna take a miracle to help me this time. I'm traveling a road that has no not one time. Bell in my heart ring. Oh, this is my cry. Hey, this is my plea. You see, I need an angel. I'm calling an angel. Send me an angel down.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Layla Fatima, your host here this evening with Parenting the Addict Child, Recovery Talk Network. And if you'd like to give us a call, we still have some time left in our show this evening, 800-336-2225. And I have to comment, I recognize his face, but his name is not coming to me, Tomas, who was just singing. He's an American Idol contestant, wasn't he?
Yes.
What's his name again?
Ruben Studdard.
Ruben Studdard.
Ruben. Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
He indeed had his problems that he had to correct, too. So he knows what he was singing about.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't know that he had issues.
Weight problems.
Oh, wait. Okay. Yeah.
You didn't know yet.
I was trying to be really cautious on that because I thought, well, I don't want to say alcohol or drug issues when I didn't know that he did.
Yeah,
God forbid I start a rumor out there, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Tomas. I appreciate that. My guest here is Phil Falsetti this evening, and we're discussing, I won't introduce your title again, we'll skip that this time. You're welcome. We're discussing underage drinking, and I have to tell you, this is a hot topic because we've had so many online listeners writing into us, and several callers as well, and I just have to read this one. This is an anonymous female from Tacoma, Washington. And our question this evening to our listeners that we started out earlier in the week was, do you believe it's safer if you're supervising a young teenager or an adolescent underage while they drink? And this lady responded and said, I think so. She said that whenever I get drunk with my, and then it's blank, knowing about it, I never get in trouble. In fact, we have a lot of fun together. Kids are going to drink if they want to do it. It's better to have a parent there so you can learn your limits with them. And I just, you know, I don't believe in judging parents. I just have to say that. I don't believe in judging parents at all because sometimes we don't know what we don't know until it's brought to our attention. But this is not a healthy situation. You don't learn limits of drinking with children.
Yeah, again, and is that particular statement from?
That's regarding our
question. A parent or from? Yeah, and I think the question may be stated in a way that, the way it was phrased for the, it didn't really give them options, but it sort of went down the path of, is it safer?
Right.
And absolutely, it leads to some of the answers that we had earlier. But the issue of drinking with your children... to identify limits or children drinking with their parents is there has to be a separation at some point in time of being a parent.
Right.
That, you know, in this day and age, it's, well, you know, I want to be my child's friend. Well, at some point, you got to separate that and be a parent. And legality issues, again, with the alcohol, is it is illegal to provide alcohol to a minor. And, there is no safer really environment we can put them in when we're going to, put alcohol into their system.
There just isn't. Mary from Kentucky says at least it's keeping them off the streets and preventing them from hurting anyone other than themselves. I just don't know what to... Yeah. So, Phil, we were talking a little bit more about... you were talking about the MRIs. I don't know if there's anything else you wanted to cover on that.
Well, I think we wanted to get to the issue. We were... doing some education for the parents what to know, and it gets back to that issue. You had used the analogy about, the parent, the mom with Johnny in the bedroom that she just provided the refrigerator and the thing. And then these last two statements that you have read from listeners across the country is parents need to know that there are other parents like this out there.
Absolutely.
That if your child is friends of either of these two parents' children, well, you should know that, and you need to take steps to identify that, because you can only protect so much, and you can only prevent so much, and you hope that you give your children the necessary tools and instructions and education that they do make good decisions. And again, with that brain development, is the good decision really on our brain development to garner the wisdom doesn't come until about age 25. So our children today, you know, the choice and the consequence, with every action there's a reaction. It's trial and error that they've learned that.
Right.
And when we feed alcohol or other drugs to them, then the choice and consequence gets a little murky, and the decision making is very murky for what they do.
Very much so.
What I'd like to address is certainly getting down the path of solutions is one thing that we've been telling parents a lot of is to get involved. And it's not get involved of make sure your child is, you know, involved with school activities and then playing soccer and piano lessons and all of these other. I have a great comic that I show in my presentations, and it's a mom talking to the child that says, you know, he's at school till 2 o'clock. From 2 to 3, he's at soccer. 4 to 5, he's at piano. 6 to 8, he's at core. You know, and all through the day, and it gets.
Okay.
And then you show the next line, and the kids say, "Well, I get high before school. I get high after school. I get high before piano lessons. I get high before soccer." You know, and it was like all of these other things. Like, well, you know, but at least to be involved, to have communication with your child, to have those conversations about who their friends are and what they're doing, to invade their room and know where they may be hiding things, or to monitor and track. Not that you have to follow them 24/7 and do GIS mapping in their shoe of where they're at all the time, but at least to get involved.
We've thought about it. I can tell you, parents of addicts, we do a lot of things.
That we would do, and then your child will figure out another way to get around it.
Absolutely.
You know, they'll put it on the dog and you think they're home all day.
Absolutely.
They have but also one thing that we truly advocate for, and I feel this is a certain solution. It's the three F's. It's family, friends, and faith. Is we know that our kids today, our children, preteens, teenagers, adolescents that have the three F's of family, friends, and faith, are much less likely to be involved in things like marijuana, alcohol, and other drugs. And if we can advocate the three F's and we can get parents to be a little more involved, certainly we would see a reduction in this problem that we're seeing today.
This is Layla Fatima, and we'll be right back after this.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 888-600-3005. That's 888-600-3005. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind, so if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Call 888-600-3005.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom81.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom81.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 81.com. Freedom81.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Layla Fatima with Parenting the Addict Child. That was Frank Sinatra, one of my favorites. Wow, we're just having a really good show here tonight. And my guest and I are discussing, Phil Falsetti, are discussing underage drinking. And before we went to break, Phil, you stopped off at... help me out here.
The three F's.
Thank you very much. I'm looking at what one parent has said, and I'm thinking about which way do I want to go here?
Yeah,
because
yes.
One parent is saying that we should get parents to sign off on their kids in writing.
That a parent should establish a contract with their child as to who their friends are.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, we can't pick our neighbors when we move. We can't necessarily pick our family members, nor can you pick your child's friends.
Right.
And that's a very difficult thing when we talk about alcohol and drugs and even relationships.
Right.
Is how do you intervene on your child and the friends that they have chosen? And that is, again, it comes to the parenting from the heart, that there is no textbook or formula that's going to tell you how to do that. But hopefully, if you continue to raise your child and put them into productive activities and surround them with hopefully positives, that those will outweigh the negatives. But it certainly is an extreme task for parents to pick their child's friends, not necessarily pick their friends, but for parents to intervene and to identify who their child is hanging out with. And there's a lot of monitoring that needs to go on.
There's an extensive amount of monitoring. And we were talking about this when we went to break, is that with my youngest, having one that was a minor and I was dealing with addiction, and then one who was over 18. Now there's different ways of going about this, but my youngest, I would say, bring Johnny to the house. No, he's busy, or he's going to pick me up at the corner. We're going to meet at the bus stop, and when the truancy started, he was getting high. Then he was busted at school for possession. There's red flags and a lot of things that go on, and it requires the most amount of energy I have ever had to exert on anything. But literally, like I said to you when we were at break, I've had to go pull this young man out of a car with four other kids, and there's plumes of smoke from the pot they're smoking in the car, and they're all looking at me saying, "We're not doing anything."
Yeah.
And I've yanked him out of that car and said, "No." Now, I could have very easily said, he's going to grow out of it. And I have to tell you, my youngest within 6 months escalated to a cocaine use that was exceeding his older brother in 6 months. So, the thing is that we've got to be very committed. We've got to be committed and take responsibility for what our kids are doing and who they're with.
Yes,
I think
absolutely.
That's
a major role in this, is the communication and the involvement of the parent. But it's also knowing the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 80s, Nancy Reagan came out, just say no. And then we've tailored that, and we give a speech and do forums for parents about just say no, K-N-O-W, just know the difference. We were at a place the other night, and we probably had 150 folks in the audience, and we were looking at the data that states that, 52% of 52% of eighth graders and 80% of high school seniors have used alcohol at some point. And we put that statistic up. Then we asked the parents, how many of your children drink or have drank alcohol? And one or two hands go up, and it's like, well, obviously there's something happening here from a parent standpoint. If they just, if they're not willing to address that or be able to have the communication to know that with their child. But it's being involved, and it's being able to address whatever, alcohol is that gateway drug because it is legal.
Yeah.
For those over the age of 21. But the accessibility is so easily obtained today. The issue of alcohol is that we've seen studies done at multiple high schools throughout Southern California that demonstrate that high school students find it very easy to obtain alcohol. And that's a scary thing.
You know what? That's interesting that you would say that, because we have a young lady here who said that by the time she was a senior in high school, I was drinking Jim Beam and water. I was so desperate to find something that tasted bad, so I would hopefully drink less. As an alcoholic, naturally, I developed a taste for Jim Beam and water for all of my drinking years.
Well, it gets back to the issue of, by the time she was a senior, so as, 14, 15, 16, 17 years of age, it was just drinking for effect. It was finding that beverage or that drug that would impact the brain to take her to another spot.
That's
right. And alcohol certainly is the drug of choice for our adolescents today. And it is the most dangerous drug that we see on our high school campuses today. Alcohol is still number one. Yes, marijuana is being used widely across the nation. Methamphetamine, ecstasy, prescription drugs are being used across the nation. But alcohol still remains to be the drug of choice and the most dangerous drug that we face on our high school campuses.
Yeah. We're getting to something that you had said here about the three F's and getting involved, and that was family,
friends
and faith.
Correct.
And would you please restate what you had stated about that if those three elements are there, then there's a less likelihood, they're less inclined?
Yeah, there's been studies done across the nation, and even in President Bush's radio announcement 2 weeks ago, just under 2 weeks ago, he talked about prevention, intervention, and treatment, and that the White House now is fully supporting the 3F campaign, which, as I stated earlier, a gentleman of mine, Dr. Steve Shirok out of Cleveland, Ohio, Lakewood, Ohio, who's done a lot of research, started this campaign surrounding the 3Fs, that if parents get involved, and if children today, youth, adolescents, whatever we name them, have family, friends, and faith to support them, they are much less likely to be involved with things like alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you. 1-800-336-2225.
I was searching for an answer when I reached out and found Narcotics Anonymous.
Surrounded by fellow addicts, I realized I was not alone.
Recovery is what happens at NA meetings. It is possible to stop using drugs.
Call Narcotics Anonymous. We can help.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. The Family Debt Center will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-361-8635. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, the Family Debt Center can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now, 800-361-8635. That's 800-361-8635.
Hello?
Hey, this is your cell phone.
Huh?
You know, you treat me like a kid.
What?
Oh, sure, you've cut the cord, but you don't realize how much I've grown up. I can do speed dial, text messaging, voicemail, video, wireless internet.
Yeah.
I can even help you keep your kid off drugs.
Keep my kid? How?
You talk to your son about not smoking marijuana, right?
Well, of course.
Well, some other people are telling him something different. Here, let's send him a text message. Ask him what he's up to.
Good idea. Let's do it.
Staying in touch. The Anti-Drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hi, this is Ms. Muggsy, your new psychic medium here on CRN Digital Talk. Call me Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-336-2225 for live sensitive readings and a better understanding of life's challenges. That's me, Ms. Muggsy, Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time right here on CRN Digital Talk.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Layla Fatima, your host here with Parenting the Addict Child. I tell you, we could go for another hour or two, couldn't we? At least, Phil says four. Phil says we could go for another 4 hours. I think we're both getting a little slap happy here this evening. I'm Layla Fatima, your host here tonight with Parenting the Addict Child. And we've been discussing underage drinking, a lot of things about social hosting. So many of our online listeners have called, or not called, but written in and shared their thoughts with us, and I want to thank them. And I think it's really important that everyone's opinion is heard, and there were so many parents that shared their beliefs, and I think that's really courageous, whether you remained anonymous or not, because there are so many parents who aren't even addressing this issue. So I think that this is a place where we just kind of come together, we look at it, and there's no judging, and we're all here to learn.
Yeah, and I think we've addressed certainly the issues of prevention, intervention, and treatment, which I've been working in the field for over 20 years in doing this. But as a resource, and I know we've had a couple callers that we were able to provide some specific information and give them hope, but there's a website, www.parentstheantidrug.com, with just a plethora of information for parents on all of these issues, just not underage drinking, but the issue of marijuana, and certainly what we're seeing now on our campuses today and what our youth are doing today is the issue of prescription drugs. Yeah. And there's a whole new campaign on that before this gets into the levels that we're looking at with methamphetamine today. And we talked a little bit about meth earlier, and we had two of the legendary meth researchers, Dr. Watson and Dr. Rawson from UCLA, at our meth meeting last month. And I sat next to him, and we spent about 30 minutes together, and we never even talked about meth. We
wow.
spoke about prescription drugs
wow.
and our youth today that are using that, and what the YouTube, we talk about MySpace and what the internet has done, but YouTube has certainly just done a lot to promote this issue of using prescription drugs, of teenagers getting them from their parents' house or their grandparents' house or their friend's house and having these farm parties, not FARM up in the hills,
right,
but
right.
PHARM parties, where they're sharing the issue of prescription drugs and mixing some hardcore drugs together. So that's certainly another issue that maybe someday we can, you know, further talk about.
Well, you're going to have to definitely come back as a guest again, Phil, and make this drive up here and enjoy, you know, our time in the studio, because I think that this is an ongoing topic. This is not something that we can discuss in a 2-hour show and be done with it. For all the parents that are out there listening that are struggling with this, you're not sure. I know that I went through a period with my youngest son where I knew that my eldest was living with addiction, but I didn't know if my youngest was. You know, and that's a really tough place to be, because you've got a lot of people telling you that, you know, they're just growing up. It's a rite of passage. They're dealing with it. This is what we're here for. This is why we're taking this to a more public level and a more public dialogue. And I want to thank you so very much for coming tonight.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's quite a pleasure, and I appreciate you allowing me on the show and to talk more about this issue and solutions, and hopefully we can head in the right direction and be a source of hope, help, and healing.
Absolutely.
For your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you, Phil. And I want to say to all my parents out there, just keep getting that information for yourselves. And we're here on Thursday nights. I'm Layla Fatima, your host with Parenting the Addict Child at Recovery Talk Network. And I want to thank Tomas this evening. You did an excellent no thank you, my friend. And Stephanie, my online producer. Stephanie, you rock tonight. I know you were busy. You had a lot of people writing in tonight. So thank you so much. And yeah, we are on MySpace.
Okay.
And Phil's thanks. Just figuring out how that works, right?
Yeah.
He's like,
I was too busy watching the bracket.
Exactly. So. He's watching the game. I want to thank everyone. And that's that. So
thank you.
You guys have a good night, and we'll be back Thursday.